This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. With so many journalists already covering the primary in New Hampshire, the editor of the online magazine Slate, our friend Jacob Weisberg, decided to get off the beaten path and onto the groomed one. Jacob got the idea of going cross-country skiing with various political figures. Yesterday, he went out with the 30-year-old stepson of Senator John Kerry, Chris Hines. His father was the late Republican senator from Pennsylvania, John Hines. Chris quit his job as a venture capitalist to campaign for Senator Kerry, who has been his stepdad for almost 9 years. So after their ski trip, Jacob sat down with Chris Hines in a country store for a stepson's perspective on the new frontrunner.
I'm at the Watermill Valley Nordic Center with Chris Hines, who is John Kerry's stepson. I'm here skiing the New Hampshire primary, and Chris agreed to come with me today. Chris, are you sorry?
I'm cold, but not sorry. Campaign life is short on exercise, and so this has been a welcome reprieve, though I think I'm going to have to throw a doctor's visit in later on for at least some minor frostbite.
Well, this is, of course, when we were up there, we were talking skiing a little bit, and we were talking politics. I have to admit, cross-country skiing is kind of a Howard Dean-type sport. Of course, I love doing it in Vermont, and the types of people you meet skiing, at least I've been skiing out here this week, tend to be Howard Dean supporters. What's the Kerry winter sport?
You know, what I like about John is the guy who's always learning new stuff. I think he's been a long-time skier and a hockey player. I think in the last 10 years since I've known him, he's also become a senator snowboarder. And first of all, he's on a learning curve, and it's always great to see anyone in your life who you respect and you're close to suffering. He's a snowboarder now, and it's quite funny. So we get him snowboarding clothing, and sometimes on days I'll give him my skiing clothing and sort of Generation X him for the day, which is fun. I think he feels anonymous.
Chris, what's your role in your stepfather's campaign?
Well, I left my job to start working on the campaign in predominantly a fundraising capacity. And then at the end of the third quarter, I pretty much focused all my energy on doing surrogate work, mostly in Iowa and New Hampshire. And, we have people who can represent him with great depth on policy, but also family can give, I think, another insight into the man. And I like to think I can provide a little of both, you know.
Do you talk policy with your stepfather?
All the time. Yeah. It's a nerdy family. It's nerdy and jockey, which is good. I think it's a good mix. But sure, John loves that stuff. I talk history with him a lot more. We both share a deep, deep interest in Vietnam.
Now, a presidential campaign, any kind of campaign, can be awfully hard on a family. How did it feel, that period which really ended maybe just a few weeks ago, when the press had kind of written off John Kerry and thought he hadn't cut it as a candidate for president?
Obviously, there were points where we were frustrated. You know, I think that the reality of John's performance, a lot of it was sort of performance-driven, that John was not doing a good job connecting with voters. We always knew that we were going to get down. But I would just say the last month and a half, I had complete confidence that we were going to surprise people in Iowa. The end result is shocking, but it came to peace with it by about December that nothing was going to change until people had voted. And so we knew that if we managed expectations, did our work in Iowa, that hopefully people would say, we would make them take notice. And it started happening the week before as we moved up the polls, and we feel vindicated because it was the only way to do it was a lot of hard work, and John just worked his tail off. And it's inspiring when the guy at the top does the work that it takes to win.
I got to ask you, your late father, John Hines, was a Republican senator from Pennsylvania. Your stepfather, John Kerry, Democratic senator. Do you have any interest in running for office someday yourself? Can you see that happening?
About two years ago, you know, our family's Genesis is from this Heinz company, right? Full disclosure. And for so long, I thought that that was the family business. And then as I finally became slightly more adult, I was like, wait a second. The family business is what I've been surrounded with actively my whole life, which has in fact been politics. But I'm still getting to know it. Getting to know it at a national level is both exciting, but it's also intimidating because it's that same game at the highest level with the highest intensity. I'm just focused on this election. I think that my life and all those solutions, they all fall into place, and I'll just have more options, not less, and a better understanding of what I want.
And your father was a Republican, your stepfather is a Democrat, and you are?
I'm a Democrat. You know, I was a guy who grew up in a Republican household, as you say, but I feel like the Republican Party has set sail from a lot of moderates. They're just not interested in having ownership over that group of people right now, and they're focusing on their base. And I've become more liberal in my last 10 years of life. Not surprising. But I've definitely embraced the ideals of moderate Democrats. You know, I'm a business school trained guy. I also see things in X's and O's in terms of business. So, you know.
Well, Chris, it was great skiing with you.
Yeah,
it was great talking politics with you.
Thanks, Jacob. It was my pleasure.
And that interview in a New Hampshire country store by the editor of Slate, Jacob Weisberg.